Thank you for calling Canadian Insurance Brokers. This is Debbie speaking.
Hi, Debbie. My name's Sam Galperi, and we've got some policies with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they're coming up for renewal, but I wanted to make a couple of changes and see if we could get it at the right price. So I'll give you where am I going now?
What name's the policy under?
It's under Sam Galperi.
Sorry, what fell?
Galperi, C-A-L.
Yeah.
T-I-E-R-I.
Okay. So this is for, let me have a look. Rigby Falls Proprietary Limited and S. Galperi, Fodden Avenue.
Yep.
Okay. Just let me print this out, Sam, so that I can make the changes as we talk.
Yep.
Might be a second. Okay, yep, let's go through the changes.
Right, so there's number 30. When's that due? 30 Bowden. I think it's March.
April.
April, is it? Okay.
Yeah, 7th of April, yeah.
Okay, all right, so that's all good for now. Now, the one with Rigby Falls and myself, They're gonna be leased out individually now. So we're wondering if we could get an insurance for 33 and one for 35, keep them separate. And would that cost any more to do that?
Well, we won't know until we separate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it makes it a bit harder for us if there's two different tenants in there, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, go on.
Yeah. Are we? So, if you're going to split them up, is it? We're splitting all the turnover, everything like that as well.
I suppose if we got to separate, we're going to have to separate them.
Yeah.
So yeah, they all got to be individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, insured. So maybe what when's that due? The 20th or something?
So how's it set up with the factory? Is it that are they side by side under the same building?
No, they're actually they share a wall in between, but they are separate, they're individual factories.
Okay.
Right?
Makes sense. Yeah. All right. So we just divide the. I'm just making notes because I'll give this to the account manager that's looking after it for you.
Yeah.
So we'll divide the building sum insured by two.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That's fine. All right. What else needs to be changed?
Oh, well, that's pretty valid.
Okay. Yeah.
So when's that due? On the 20th?
The 20th of December. So they're getting worked on as we speak. So I'll give this to the account manager and get them to give it a split and let you know the premium individually so that, yep. Yeah, you know what it is.
Okay, Debbie. All good.
All right. And they're both, right, the tenant is still trailer manufacturing on both sides, or?
They are at this very moment, but they're not going to be in the very near future. So.
Okay. If that changes, you just need to give us a call back and let us know what each side's doing, what each tenant's doing, so that we can apply the right premium and that the insurer knows the different risks of different tenants.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that 33 is going to be the person that's in actually 30 at the moment. So,
what do they do?
They actually, they build things from scratch. They call it, I think they call themselves a bullet something. So they're engineers, basically. That's what they are.
Engineers. Of what?
Mechanical. Mechanical. So what have they got on the insurance possibly?
At the moment, it's just got the tenant businesses trailer manufacturing.
No, that's on 33 and 35. What about on 30? Because you've got that also. Yeah, number 30.
I got 33 and 35 on this, the Foden Street.
Foden Street, I've also got policy we've used at 30.
Is that the one April?
Yeah, that's that one.
Oh, okay, let me. Let's have a look. Oh, steel manufacturing.
Oh, yeah, you could call it that also.
So those tenants from number 30, they're going to be in number 33, and number 35 is still going to be the trailer manufacturing.
No, they're moving out also. So that's empty. That's going to be empty now until we find a new lessee.
Okay. So it's empty at the moment?
It basically is empty at the moment. They're just cleaning out at the moment.
Okay. All right. So, okay, I'll get that all updated for you. So when you get new tenants in to 35,
let us know
what they're doing that we can note that on the policy for you.
No worries.
33. Okay, I think that's all we need. If there's any other additional questions that the insurer pops up to us that we weren't aware of, we'll just get back in touch with you and just confirm
no
that.
No worries.
All right. And
yeah,
best number to call
email.
You?
Yeah,
yeah, I've got your email. And
Number is 0418.
Yeah.
384.
Yeah.
675.
Fantastic.
And Sam.
That's no worries. All right, I'll pass this information over to the person that's looking after your account, and they'll get that updated for you. And we'll. Do you want a call to know how much it's going to be as compared to what it is?
I would like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like. And what it's actually worth. So.
Yeah.
Before we go ahead with it. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good.
No worries. I've got that noted down.
Thanks,
all right. We'll take care of that for you. And the other thing, so Rigby Falls Proprietary Limited, and that's going to appear as the insured name on both policies. That's not changing, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, Rigby Falls and San Felterio Scenario, whatever they got on there.
Yeah.
All good.
All good.
Thanks, Ben.
That's okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.